USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to set up more testing sites for coronavirus vaccinations.
If we're getting more people vaccinated, then we need more vaccination sites. That's where we're going to harness the full resources of the federal government to establish thousands of community vaccination centers.
Biden saying FEMA will be in charge of setting up these centers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is tapping retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to conduct a review of security after the deadly violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
Following the attack last week on the Capitol complex, there's been unprecedented mobilization of security in the Capitol.
The NRA filing for bankruptcy protection and saying they plan to restructure itself as a Texas nonprofit. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
President Trump is expected to leave the White House on Wednesday morning, sometime before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. President Trump announcing he will not be attending the inauguration of his successor. The president expected to head to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida instead. The president loses control over Air Force One once Biden is sworn in, but outgoing presidents are normally afforded one last trip on the iconic aircraft. Two earthquakes over 2 days in Indonesia.
So far, 34 people have been killed and scores injured after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An overwhelming majority of President Trump's supporters surveyed by pollster Frank Luntz say they'd still vote for the president again despite the riots on Capitol Hill. Luntz sharing some of the key takeaways from his focus group on Fox News.
So we heard a lot of passion, a lot of frustration, and I want to begin with two numbers that to me are shocking. 50% of Trump voters want him to pursue the 2020 election. They don't want him to give up. They don't want him to give in. They want to push this to the very last day. And 51% believe that Donald Trump should be a presidential candidate in 2024. This is not over for an awful lot of Trump people. It may be over for the president. It may be over for Congress. But for those people who voted for him, they want him to push on, and they're going to stand behind him.
And as far as if people would vote for the president after what happened on Capitol Hill,
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday. And it's astounding. And only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.